Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in, come on in, come on in. I am so excited for today's discussion here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled that you're here. Today's discussion is actually a continuation of goal setters training. Today's discussion is actually only going to be found in the link in the details section. And today's discussion is all about pointing you to that link so that you can make sure that you complete the goal setters training. If you've been rocking with us for the past several weeks here in the healing room, you know that we've been doing some deep dives on our goals. And that touches into identity, that touches into proper placement and positioning, that touches into belief system, and that touches into planning. So if you click the link in the details section, you will be able to access the Goal Setters Training Day 2. And that is where today's discussion is going to be found. And it's only going to be found there, guys. So I really want you to go and check this out. And so I'm just going to end today's discussion with a prayer. And so it doesn't matter what walk of life you're in right now in regards to your faith, I think it's important that we all take a moment to silence our hearts and minds and busy thoughts and truly look to God for revelation, for restoration, and for direction of our movement. So let's take a meditative moment of prayer right now. Dear Father God, we know that you are the great I am. And we are so grateful for this year that you have welcomed us into. We are so grateful to be called your daughters and sons. And we are grateful that we are made in your image. Father, as we venture into 2020 with a spirit of gratitude, we acknowledge that you are the one true source. As we desire to manifest different goals, we ask that you would direct our steps and be our ultimate guide. That if we're leaning in the wrong direction, that you would be the guide to steer us in the right direction. And if there is healing that needs to take place in our hearts, that we would be open and receptive to the voice and spirit of total restoration. We ask that our families heal. We ask that our communities heal. We ask that our nations heal. And we ask that our globe, our universe, our world be a better place, and that we be a part of that better place by being better people this year. We ask for your spirit of love, and we pray, Lord God, that you would help us stay grateful and that you would give us a servant's heart to not only accomplish the goals that you set forth for us, but to help a sister or brother in need. And if we find that someone has fallen or that someone has stumbled, that we would have the mind to help someone else out. Lord God, as we continue goal setters training and as we venture even deeper into what it is that is our greatness for this year, I pray, Father God, for the spirit of joy, the energy of joy, the rest of joy, the connections of joy. Lord, we pray that joy would abide everywhere we are. And even in those moments that may come this year that take us by surprise, we pray that joy would find her way there too. May we understand where we need to be better, and may we also understand where you have placed greatness, and we ask that you would water those seeds of greatness in our life for 2020. In your name, Yeshua. Amen.
I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person. It's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. If it's okay, I would like to leave you with a poem. Let love flow and overflow. Let your joyful rain down into this temple. Let forgiveness live here, leading restoration and healing. Yahweh worshiping in a David-like praise. May I adorn my life with the better things, letting go of insecurities and being mindful that we are royalty. Let peace be the blood that flows through our veins. May peace be the blood that flows through your veins. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.